Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday, some old school freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next, largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Back at it again doing what, Metal Dad?
Up in the irons, as we always do to start the show. Iron Maiden's Speed of Light off the Book of Souls record. Gave you something more recent. As they are in Europe right now on tour with a similar tour to Legacy of the Beast, but I think they're going even deeper into their catalog and playing lots of old classic stuff. And I really hope that tour comes to the U.S. at some point. I'm sure it will. We'll see. Probably sometime next year. But we've got a big show here for you on the Metal Dad. That's the Candyman, as we are wont to do, bringing you new stuff, celebrating anniversaries, and bringing back the Wheel of Genres this week. And it did me dirty. That's all I'm going to say. But right now, let's go into some new stuff, including a band that is dropping a record this week, June 6th, through Napalm Records. That would be Catatonia. Their new record, Nightmares as Extensions of the Waking State, which is pretty apropos title for these days. Let's give you a track off that right now. This is one of the singles, Temporal. It's Catatonia, Smell That Radio.
We'll be right back. Yeah.
Metal Dad radio show, playing a pretty awesome, pretty eclectic, but very grim block of new music right there.
Yes, sir. And that right there was a band called Kromlech from Germany. Not to be confused with a band from Canada of the same name who was like epic power metal. Kromlech, definitely not that. They have a new record out called Of Owls and Eels, dropped on June 6th through Darkness Shall Rise Productions. Killer stuff. Before that, we gave you something off the new Hex Vessel record. Nocturne is the name of that record. It's due out June 13th through Prophecy Productions. And I'm very excited to hear the rest of this record. That track was called A Dark and Graceful Wilderness. And starting off the block, Catatonia from Sweden. Their new record, Nightmares as Extensions of the Waking State, releases June 6th through Napalm Records, and we gave you the track Temporal, one of multiple singles they have released off of that album that you can find in various locales. All right, so it's time now to go into the Wheel of Genres. And I was joking with you off air that the Wheel of Genres did me dirty. So for those who don't know or don't remember, the Candyman created this wheel that I can spin of every conceivable subgenre of heavy metal. And then from there, he created wheels based on each one of those subgenres. So we spin two wheels to narrow it down to like a sub-subgenre of heavy metal. And I have to be honest, not every one of them is something that I am a fan of. I am a fan of a lot of different styles of heavy metal music. I have been, always have been. This week, though, we are doing epic folk metal. Epic folk metal. Now, folk metal in general, I feel like, is all over the map. Because you could have folk black metal. You could have folk mixed with different things. This, though, is like truly like epic folk metal, right? And we use the descriptors on Metal Archives as our guide. So what I always do with the Wheel of Genres is I try to find new material or new-ish material from a band that fits our sub-subgenre of the week. So here is some new epic folk metal for you. And when you say epic folk metal, honestly, the first band you should think of is Enciferum. They've been around forever. They're probably the most popular folk metal band out there today, or one of, certainly. And they have a new record that just dropped in October of last year called Winter Storm through Metal Blade. Well, let's give you a track off that right now. This one's called Scars in My Heart. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Let's see. My cursed ambition, like a fire, consumed what good you placed in me. To serve you more, I cannot bear, so I remain your enemy.
Metal Dad Radio Show, giving you an exhilarating block that is expanding, I think, the Metal Dad and definitely my own taste.
I agree. So, epic folk metal. Thank you, Wheel of Genres. Listen, I'm not an epic folk metal guy. I've never owned a kilt. I very rarely have ever gone to Ren fairs. Like, it's just not my scene. It's not my jam, okay? But I really like that track from Myth Begotten, which is a band from upstate New York / New England. I think one of the guys is from Connecticut. I think. Tales from the Unsullied Court is the name of the album. It came out on Halloween last year. Myth Begotten is the name of the band, and we gave you the track The Fall. I actually liked that. There was some really good keyboard and guitar work on that album, on that song. I dug it. I would listen to the rest of that record. Before that, we gave you a band out of France called Erosis, and they put out a record in March of this year called The Sunken Lands. We gave you a track right there called Through the Dark Forest. And before that, Enciferum, Winter Storm is the name of their most recent record, released last October through Metal Blade. We gave you the track Scars in My Heart, which, by the way, featured a guest vocalist. Enciferum does not normally have female vocals, but they did on that track. So there you go. All right, so that wraps up our epic folk metal block for this week, and it's time now to go into albums celebrating anniversaries. We've got some fire records. Let's keep it weird, because Arcturus put out their debut record, Asperaheim Symphonia, on June 3rd, 1996, and it came out through Misanthropy Records here in the States. And I believe Century Media also reissued this at one point, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, sent off the Century Black label here in the States. But this is Arcturus. Let's give you the track right now. Du Nordavind. It's Metal Dad Radio.
dagen min. Som sagt, de var for tid var det.
Metal Dad Radio Show, playing several records that I think are extremely underrated that happen to be celebrating anniversaries.
True story, and that right there, King Diamond, who in 1990 put out The Eye. Now, I don't know why. No, I'm sorry. I think I brought up the wrong. Did I bring up the wrong album? I don't know. I did. Sorry. 1995, he put out The Spider's Lullaby. I was on the wrong record, everybody. This is pseudo live radio. This is what happens. June 6, 1995, he put out The Spider's Lullaby on Metal Blade Records. This was sort of a weird record. We play the track Killer because this record, which I really like, is one of only two King Diamond albums that does not tell a story through the full record. Fatal Portrait, obviously, being the other one. But The Spider's Lullaby was recorded like 2 or 3 years before it got released, but he had gotten dropped or left Roadrunner, and so he didn't have a label for a few years, and then he signed to Metal Blade, and they put this out because it had already been recorded. So that's the story behind Spider's Lullaby. Before that, we gave you Grave from Sweden. June 1st, 1994, they put out their album Soulless through Century Media Records. And we gave you the track And Here I Die, which was also the title track of an EP they put out the year before this. And most of those songs wound up on this Soulless record. And then June 3rd, 1996, Arcturus released Asperheim's Symphonia. And we gave you the track Du Nordavind. And we were both saying off air how much we really appreciate that record and all of its weirdness.
Yeah, it's such a like funky black metal record, but I feel like you can tell it had an influence on a lot of different subgenres and little scenes in black metal.
Yeah, and it came at a time when a lot of bands were doing some weird stuff in black metal, like Behrit and Dotumsgaard and all these bands. So hugely influential, Arcturus. All right, let's finish off this show. Speaking of influential, as a tribute to We Believe is the first ever heavy metal band, that of course would be?
Well, Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, indeed. Let's give you some Dio Sabbath. It's a track we haven't played in a long time. This is Lady Evil. Till next week, kids.